Now, it is time.
This is Heat Radio's Hot or Not podcast with Andy Peters.
Hello, it's me, Andy Peters. Thank you for downloading the latest Hot or Not podcast. All the best bits from our latest show, plus some extra goodies you didn't hear on the air. Now, the beautiful thing about the podcast is that I can say what I like because we're not actually on the radio. It's just me and you. So genuinely, thanks very much for downloading. I'm sorry we can't play you the music. There's some legal issue that means we can't. I'd like to, but we can't. But anyway, there's a lot of chat, some good stuff. I'll be talking to Marty Pello. You can play Guess the Year in Rewind, and we'll have another amazing competition, which only you as a Hotcast listener can win. So it's worth listening to it. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the latest Hot or Not podcast. If you're on a train, a tube, or a bus, if there's funny bits, chuckle really loudly, and then people say, what are you chuckling about? It's the Andy Peters Hotcast. Oh, aren't you in the know?
Right, here we go. Live from Heat Towers.
Entertaining the nation.
Heat Radio.
So, Marty Pello is with us on Hot or Not. Now, he's a man who's been in the public eye for over 20 years. Do you like it when people do these, Marty? Listen to this. You've been in the public eye for over 20 years. He first shot to fame as the lead singer of which group?
Oh, wait.
And since then has had a successful solo career. He's also turned his hand to acting. He's appeared in A.
Chicago.
B.
Chase.
And on the London stage, where he'll now be appearing as...
Daryl Van Horney.
In...
Witches of Eastwick.
It's as if you wrote this.
You know what? The joined up writing's improved, and me and you have got this week in a yin and yang thing going
connection
here.
Going.
I like that.
Exactly. It's a marvel. Well, welcome back. Now, firstly, it's Jack Nicholson is played this role.
Oh, yes.
In the film.
Yes, indeed. Yes.
And you're doing it on the stage.
Yeah, the musical.
Have you been watching the performance to think, actually, can I take anything from that? Is that how it works, or do you just go in afresh?
I think you have to. You know, the whole point of it is when I got a chance to do this gig was to engage in my imagination. I think if you're just going to reinterpret Jack's role, you know, get Christian Slater into it, you know?
Yeah. I mean, is it more difficult? I mean, again, Chicago's very much, there's a lot, it's very singing heavy.
Mm-hmm.
Is this the same, or is this much more just?
Yeah, I think, you know, I've got some great songs in this, you know, the wonderful, wonderful songs. And I think that the whole thing about it for me was just, after getting a taste of doing Chicago, and recently I did the Chess musical, and I'm kind of really finding my feet within the musical theatre. And it's kind of came to me at a time in my career when, you know, I was kind of settled in doing my singer-songwriting thing, and this has been a pleasant surprise to me, you know, to go and find something new and something else I can branch off into.
And you talked about that point that there was a point in your career where you were, well, am I going to stick just as a singer-songwriter, or am I going to just go out and do this whole performing thing again? Mm. When you think about, say, a show like Just the Two of Us, there are a lot of reality shows
absolutely
out there.
Uh-huh.
Did you do that one simply because you thought, well, actually, I can sing, so hopefully I'll win this?
Well, there's a point of reference there, you know, which was music, and I spoke to the producers, and I really liked their passion for the show and their enthusiasm for it, and that kind of got me excited about it, obviously, as well. And I think because the point of reference was revolving around music, that's something that's very powerful to me, that I decided to get on board.
OK, so let's say I've got £100,000.
All right.
Dancing on Ice.
It's not going to happen.
No?
No.
Strictly Come Dancing.
Mm-mm.
Can I just give you my final offer? Okay.
Market.
Half a million. Celeb Air.
What's that? What's Celeb Air?
That in itself has answered the question.
Okay, very good.
Exactly. you were voted, it says here, I've done a bit of research, the sixth most Scottish person in the world.
Jeez.
You've not heard that either?
No.
Oh, yeah, which I think is kind of quite cool.
Oh, I'd love that. You know, I'm very proud of my Scottish heritage, as you could probably tell by my dulcet tones. If I spoke the way I sang, I'd be in the Proclaimers.
Yeah.
And I should be so lucky.
Exactly. No, that's a Kylie song, not with the Proclaimers. Not the Proclaimers.
Well, that's easy for you, isn't it?
Well, obviously, it's the time of night.
All right, half a million celebrity air. All right, okay.
yeah, I'll do it now. What the heck?
Weekdays from 2 p.m. on Heat Radio. Join Rachel Hopper for a celebrity-packed afternoon with the newest and hottest music around. The Diet Coke Break. Weekdays from 2 p.m. on Heat Radio. Heat Radio.
It's Andy on the radio. This is Hot or Not, and it's time for the Heat Rewind. I'm holding in my right hand, as well as my delightful pen, a copy of Heat magazine from a year gone by. We'll start with the cover of the magazine, a picture of Victoria Beckham, How Surgery is Ruining My Looks. Well, actually says how surgery is ruining her looks, because obviously if she's having the surgery done, she doesn't think it's ruining her looks. But when you look at the pictures, you might have your own ideas. So she's on the front cover, isn't she always? And on the inside, there is, in front of me, a 2-page advert launching today, Heat Radio. Listen to win tickets for our big launch party. So, does that give you a clue as to what the year was of this Heat magazine? How old is Heat Radio? How long ago was Heat Radio launched? They've also got a huge feature, the top 10 torsos of summer. At number 10, Rav Wilding, you know, the bloke who's on Crime Watch. Not a criminal, obviously, he's one of the presenters. At number 1, Fern Cotton's current boyfriend, Steve Jones, in his Baywatch shorts. Lots of pictures of men with their shirts off. It's one of the things Heat magazine do so well now. Also in the magazine, here we go, look at this. Hang on. I've gone past the post, Victor. See, this is so funny because they literally give me this seconds before I do this. And I love looking through it. Fast gossip. Jessica shrinks by the week. A picture of Jessica Simpson, who looks like she's getting thinner and thinner by the week. Are those enough clues for you? It was the week of September to the week of October. That's all I'm going to say. No more clues. What was the year?
If you've got a favourite song stuck in your head, listen to Rob on You Control the Heat, Monday to Thursday from 5:30. To get your favourite song, go to heatradio.com now.
This is Heat.
So, Boyd Hilton's still here. This week, you're going to now play the part of Charles Gantz.
Yeah, I can only apologise.
Where is he?
He's still on holiday, sorry.
Okay, fine.
Must allow him his holiday.
Fair enough. Okay, what's the movie we're going to talk about today?
It's How to Lose Friends Ampersand Alienate People. It is an ampersand.
It is now.
That's my first interesting fact about this film on
okay.
the poster.
We love an
don't
ampersand.
Use an and. Don't
really?
Use an and.
Actually, I like an ellipsis.
Yeah. Well, me too.
I love an ellipsis.
But it's the Toby Young film. You know Toby Young? Have you met Toby Young?
No.
He was the man. He was the British journalist who everyone hates.
Oh, I know. Yeah, I do know who you mean, right? Okay.
Bald,
yeah.
Short.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not saying why everyone hates him, but bald, short, went to America years
That's
ago
right, yeah.
to work for Vanity Fair. The dream job for any British journalist.
Right.
Basically. Everyone loves Vanity Fair. It's the best magazine in the world
yep.
by far. So he went and he did that job and it was a disaster and everyone hated him there.
Oh.
And he got like thrown out of the Oscars and stuff. And this is the film based on his memoirs. But they've changed it all and it's not like Vanity Fair. It's a fictional magazine called Something Stupid. And the editor isn't called Ray McCarty, even though he looks like him, and he's played
right,
by Jeff
okay.
Bridges. So that's what the film
oh,
is.
Now, interestingly enough, who else is in? Anybody famous?
Lots of famous people. The lovely Kirsten Dunst.
Oh, love her.
Yeah, the even lovelier Megan Fox.
Right, okay. Oh, it's done, yeah, lovely. And she's foxy.
Well, you
yeah.
said it.
See what I did
I was
there.
About to say it.
Yep.
The great Jeff Bridges.
Yeah.
The brilliant Gillian Anderson.
Oh, it's got a huge cast
good,
then, yeah.
Very good cast, yeah. I think they've spent all the money on the cast.
Oh, that's yeah. saying something. Well, listen, here's a clip.
Actually, I was thinking, Clay. Paris Hilton. Who is the elusive Paris Hilton and why is she so publicity shy?
That's first room stuff, Sydney, and call me Clay one more time, see what happens.
Okay, so there's a clip of the
yeah,
film.
That was Jeff Bridges as the editor, who's like Graydon Carter, the actual editor of Vanity Fair, but isn't called Graydon Carter, and it's not called Vanity Fair.
Right.
But he is, and he's telling him, the first room is like you've just joined Vanity Fair, and you're in right at the bottom rung, and
yep.
you have to climb up to get to the top.
Right.
And Willie climbed up to get to the top. That's what he was talking about there.
Do you think it'll make it over here, this film? Do you think it'll work?
I think it'll do reasonably well. Basically, what they've done is they've turned a really cynical, funny book, kind of edgy book, into an absolutely mainstream romantic comedy. Is what
okay.
they've done. Which is fair enough.
Yeah.
So, Simon Pegg, the main star, is brilliant in it. He's always fantastic. It makes this really quite unlikable, annoying person seem like a nice guy, which is almost impossible to do.
Yeah.
And it's very, and it's entertaining. I think it could have been a lot better, though, I have to say.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Heat.
Marty Pellow, lead singer of Wet Wet Wet, which is factually correct, is here.
Yes.
Thank you very much for staying with us.
No problem.
Right, Marty, one more question I've got to ask. The Witches yeah. of Eastwick, the new play that you're starring in,
yeah.
It's going to be made into a TV show, I gather.
Yeah, I believe so, yeah. I think the same people who do that OC,
yeah, the OC, can, yeah, OC, yeah,
they want to do a TV, making a pilot on it, and so.
Would yeah. you be interested?
Nah, I'm doing Celebrity Love Island, cook about
in the air,
golf, yeah, sewing, celebrity sewing, crochet,
yeah, celebrity crochet. So you're slightly busy.
Aye,
well, I hope you do
a million.
A million, yeah, exactly. I'll make my celeb air offer up to a million, but that's my last offer. Okay, it's time for the hot list, Marty. I'm going to give you a list of people, places, things. It could be anything. All you've got to do is tell me if it's hot or not. And why?
Ooh.
So, firstly, your single "Love Is All Around."
I mean, that's hot, hot, hot.
Yeah.
I mean, I think a song I was Reg Presley wrote that many, many years ago, and you know, I love her interpretation of it, and I love R.E.M.'s version of it. It's just a great song.
Mm. How many weeks was it number one?
Oh, some would say too many.
Yeah. Okay, Russell Brand.
Aye. I love him.
Hot, hot, hot.
Okay, fine. Lovely. And because you recently worked with him, didn't you?
Yeah, on Morwenna Banks is doing a, has just finished writing a kind of a comedy about rehab.
Okay, like you do.
As you do, and you know, and Russell was on that, and you know, yeah, that's when I got to meet him.
Okay.
I think he's a smart man.
He's
knows
very
how,
clever.
Knows how to wear a scarf.
Yeah, doesn't he just? The Scottish music scene.
Well, I think it's got to be hot, hot, hot again. You know, yeah. I think it's, you know, from Orange Juice to Katie Tunstall and a bit of wet in there as well. You know, it's all good and long may it last. It just keeps on giving.
And finally, the Scotland football team that you love.
You better believe it. You know, I think, you know, what I love about Scotland, apart from, you know, the football team, we're passionate about what we do. And when we go abroad, we can hold our heads high because, you know, everybody loves us.
Okay.
And our postcards are always home.
Yeah, exactly. Can I say I love Edinburgh? Just thought I'd mention that. One of my favourite. I do. I genuinely think it's one of the nicest places in the world.
And it is, you know, and I'm going up there to do Witches of Eastwick for, I think, 4 or 5 weeks I'm there for.
And you've said how I was going to end this. Witches of Eastwick is touring. It's in the UK until May 2009.
What are the odds?
What a shame you just won't have time to do Celeb Air. Marty Pello, thank you so much for coming in.
And it's a pleasure.
Really nice to see you again.
Do it.
Check it out. Like what you're hearing. Get a bigger entertainment fix every day from Heat Radio. You can get us on DAB Digital Radio, Sky 0179, Freeview 714, and at heatradio.com.
Have you guessed this week's Rewind Year? Slightly easier this week. It was, of course, September the 29th. 2007. Right, competition time now, and we have an exclusive prize, especially for you, because you've downloaded the Hot or Not Hotcast, a special platinum prize pack with all the goodies we normally have up for grabs, plus 5 extra CDs and DVDs. Up for grabs, Cassandra's Dream, starring Ewan McGregor and Colin Farrell, Maid of Honour with Patrick Dempsey. But what were they thinking, Maid of Honour? Oh, anyway, Horror Remake, One Missed Call, The Dead Girl, starring Toni Collette and James Franco, Zodiac, The Director's Cut with Jake Gyllenhaal, Starship Troopers 3, Loaded with Jesse Metcalf, Chase Crawford and Vinnie Jones, Brit film Daylight Robbery with Paul Nichols, another Brit film Dangerous Parking with Saffron Burrows, I didn't know we'd done two this year, The Incredible Hulk Series 5, Doc Martin Series 1 to 3, new albums from James Morrison, Will Young, Travis, Jennifer Hudson, Michelle Williams and the Jonas Brothers, and books from Alan Carr, Paul O'Grady and celebrity psychic Sally Morgan, as well as Kate Moss's Style Bible. All of that could be yours. You too could be a winner like Rose Hudson last week. But all you've got to do is correctly answer this question and you'll be in with a chance of winning. How much money did I offer Marty Pello to take part in Celeb Air? Okay, how much did I offer him? He turned it down. Clever man. But how much did I offer him? If you think you know, just send an email to studio@heatworld.com with your answer and your contact details, and you could be our latest winner on the Hotcast competition.
Join Paul Coit weekdays from 9 a.m. with Out of the Blue with Ford. He's got the newest music and hottest celebrity guests only on Heat Radio.
And here's some exclusive bits from Marty Pello you didn't hear on the radio. But it's a very different discipline, I suppose, because as a pop star, in inverted commas, you're pampered, you're looked after. Mm. You know, you say, I want a purple banana. Mm. Somebody gets you a purple banana.
Maybe back in the olden days, you know, but I think that your wants and your needs are, from my career, are completely different regarding fruit.
Yeah. Yeah, there we go.
But I think that there is a different discipline, and that really appeals to me. You know, that I can do that sort of thing, you know, that I can do 8 shows a week, you know, and still manage to, you know, have a social life.
Yeah, but what about not being pampered? Because I always think, you know, if I was a pop star, I'd love that lifestyle. Theatre is very different. However big you are, a star in a theatre, you pretty much do a lot of stuff yourself, don't you?
Well, I think that's a blessing. I think if you're chaperoned from A to B for decades, then you lose your will to live.
Yeah,
you know, call me old fashioned. It's nice to kind of be, you know, everybody loves to have to be pampered and so on and so forth. But I think within your career, you know, it's different. It's more paramount to me that my performance is going to be delight me and others more than, well, I know the car arrives in time.
Yeah, exactly. And it's a show this time that's touring, isn't it?
Yes, indeed. I've taken it all over the country, you know, and so far we've had, you know, good houses and it's been well received. So I'm very happy because I really work hard at this, you know, the singing and the dancing is something I've been doing for many years, but everything else that involves in musical theatre is something I really had to work at, Andy. And, you know, it's paying off in dividends.
Do you have a favourite Wet, Wet, Wet song, just out of interest?
I think it would have to be songs like Gypsy Girl, for me, which were very acoustic-based songs and very kind of simple, and I think that's when we were at our best, you know, when it wasn't getting over-complicated productions and such, like, just do what we do, plug in and play.
And do you still enjoy listening to... I had Daniel Powter in the studio a couple of weeks ago, and literally, I mean, but he's got one huge hit and not that many other sort of hits. He hates the song Bad Day. I mean, literally hates it. Didn't even want to talk about it. It was hilarious. I'm like treading on eggshells. So that song with Jihada, and he's like giving me daggers. Do you look back at those years as you wouldn't be where you are now without Wet, Wet, Wet?
I think you answered it there and you did it very well. You know, I think that the songs that that bring millions of people and still continue to bring lots of joy to many, many people are important to me. You know, if it's songs like Sweet Love Mystery, which is very energetic and a pop song,
that
was a song I wrote in my teenage years. You know, every time I play that song, it gives me, you know, it gives me great joy because there's an energy and a passion within it that still resonates with me, 20 years down the line.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Heat.
Okay, that's all for our second ever Hot or Not Hotcast. Don't forget, next Monday, Hot or Not's back on the radio from 7 p.m. and we'll have more great music, big name guests and all the latest celebrity gossip. Thank you for downloading us and I genuinely mean that and we'll see you soon.
Go. The Hot or Not podcast is available every week from heatradio.com. Catch the 2-hour radio show with Andy Peters, Mondays from 7 p.m. But before then, get a bigger celebrity fix. We're on DAB Digital Radio, Sky 0179, Freeview 714 and at heatradio.com.